We're back here at 16. Mark Leishman after a pulled second shot to putt from just over 51 feet. It's a slow one, too, John. Into the green. Got to hit it firmly.
Hey.
Oh, he did. Whoa! Mark Leishman into the lead at 11 under par. Wow.
Man, that came out of nowhere.
It certainly did.
It did, and he kept the lead and won. Brett Ogle, good morning.
Hello.
Are you, good thing?
Yeah, how about that? Mark Leishman.
Fantastic.
Pops up. I mean, it's been, you can't take anything away from Leish the past year after his missus was, you know, given only 5% chance Audrey of living this time last year when she got toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's been awful for him. But she's pregnant again with their third child coming, and and he wins fantastically well yesterday, I must say. That draw there was, they came back from an ad break. You see Leish's ball going across the green on 16, 51 feet for eagle, straight in the middle of the cup. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Good luck to him. 5 years since his last title. He looks like he'll rocket from mid-60s up to the early 30s. But most importantly, Brett, it gives him exemption and he also gets into the US Masters.
Well, that's probably the best thing because, this, as I said, this time last year he was in Augusta and had to withdraw with Audrey being very ill. And anyway, it was such a sad withdrawal. I mean, one tournament on the planet you don't want to miss, it's Augusta. And unfortunately he did, so he's justice, I think, is being deserved here for him. And he plays well there. He came runner-up and he's had another top-five finish to Augusta. He's got the game and he was second in putting at the Bay Hill. He loves fast greens, and that's why generally he does pretty well at Augusta. So, look, he might be a bit of a dark horse. He's got his tail up, hasn't he?
Yeah, McIlroy played well, mate.
Yeah, look, McIlroy, since he's come back from his rib injury that he received on the European Tour earlier this year, has been pretty good. He looked like he was going to win on the weekend. He buggered up the 14th. He missed the green left on the par three and made bogey, and then missed a short one on the next for birdie, and then three-putted 18. He had a big chance. He could have posted 11 under and put a lot of pressure on the field, and as it turned out, if he had posted 11 under, he would have been in a playoff with Leish. But McIlroy's looked good, and again, I really think that the WGC 64-man match play field this week, McIlroy is an absolute standout. Okay. This week. He won 2015. He was runner-up in 2012 in this event, and it was an epic against Jason Day in the semi-final last year where he lost one down to Jason Day, and Jace Mann ultimately went on to beat Louis Oosthuizen in the final. So I think Rory's he's going to win soon, and I tell you what, I'm going to back him for the Masters as well. He's driving it well. It's just a matter of time before you put a W next to Rory McIlroy's name.
Okay, yeah. Well, he's actually the $7.50 favourite for the US Masters at tab.com.au.
Is he?
Yeah, with Jordan Spieth.
Very short.
That's right.
Very short.
They're
but, I mean,
short.
He's got the game. He's driving. When he drives at great, McIlroy, he is tough to beat.
Yeah.
Really is. And look, same goes with Dustin Johnson and Jason Day. They're three of the best drivers of the golf ball in the world.
Yeah.
And when they smash it down there 320, and they got wedges in, and they have a putting week. They win.
It was funny. I saw one of them said, "Yeah, you've got to drive well. You've got to hit your irons good, and then putt well." I thought, "Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that would be golf." Yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
Now, what are we looking forward to this week?
The Roosters winning four in a row.
Stop it, you!
Yes.
Hey, I must say, Slats, I've enjoyed the cricket the last 3 weeks.
It's been great, hasn't it, mate?
Sean Marsh, I was just hanging on every ball because he hasn't had the best series, you must say.
No.
That was really, really riveting stuff last night, I must say. But the Roosters 4-0. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this week against South on Thursday.
Your best bet?
So the Dell Match Play 64 of the best players in the world. It's interesting to see, though, you know, almost just a tick under $10 million golf tournament this week.
You're kidding me.
No Ricky Fowler, Stenson, Adam Scott or Justin Rose. They take a week off.
Jeez, 64 blokes for $10 million. So you're tipping Rory there. What about the Puerto Rico Open?
You'd be clawing all over everybody to get into that tournament,
yeah,
wouldn't you? Puerto Rico, look, it's an open field. It's one of those ones that's really tough to beat. Scott Brown. okay, a guy called Scott Brown. He's second in all-time earnings in this tournament. He's 5 for 5, includes a win in 2013, two top fives and a top 10. He was co-runner-up at Riviera a month ago. So on the back of that, I've got Scott Brown just in front of Wesley Bryan and Dominic Bozzelli.
Okay.
I'll give you a good tip.
What's that?
Get into Drummond Golf.
Yes, of course, drummondgolf.com.au. If you can't get to a store, you can buy online.
Good on you, Brett.
There we
do.
Go.
Thank you.
Have a great golfing week, you
good
guys.
On you, mate.
Speak to you later.
Well done, Brett.